This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. Today is the day of the year that I always say this is the only command on the calendar, and that means March 4th. So in Galatians chapter 5, there's a passage that talks about things that we are supposed to do in the Spirit. It begins walk in the Spirit, and then down around verse 24, 25, 26, somewhere in there, it says walk in the Spirit again. Except for those two, even though they're translated the same in English, they mean two different things. The last one means to keep in step with the Spirit, to keep in formation, to march as in an army, or to march as in a marching band. And I think that we need to make sure that we do just that. We keep in step. We don't rush ahead. We don't lag behind. We keep in step with what the Spirit of God is doing. So I pray that today you will march forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Would like to take this opportunity to invite you out to our Wednesday night service tonight, 7 p.m. We will be continuing our study in the book of Exodus. We're rapidly working towards, 25% of the year being already fulfilled. And I would like to challenge everyone that's listening to make 2026 one of your best years that you've ever had spiritually, that you would thrive in your prayer life, thrive in your worship, thrive in your Bible study, and that you would make yourself available to God to be a blessing wherever you go, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to your family, to be a blessing to your church, to be a blessing to your community, to be a blessing spiritually, relationally, and however the Lord may open that possibility for you to be a blessing to be. So tonight, 7 p.m., we've got our adult Bible study, a young adult Bible study. We have a kids class. And then tomorrow night at 6:30, it will be the Merritt Island Youth that meets at Merritt Assembly of God. And so that's what our midweek service looks like. We may be a small church, but we got a lot going on. Would love to have you come and be a part of that. So today, we've been talking about being Jesus being moved with compassion. And I'm going to take you to Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to read this passage, and then I'm going to take you to Matthew chapter 15, and we're going to cover what happens in Matthew 14 in the sequence of Matthew 15. Okay? Clear as mud? So, Matthew 14, verse number 13 says, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick. And then it goes on into the feeding of the 5,000. So that's what happens in Matthew chapter 14. I'd like to point out, because when we were dealing with Jesus being moved with compassion in Matthew chapter 9, we were talking about he saw the multitude, and we see that he sees a great multitude here as well. the multitude that he sees are people who were following him. And so today, if you are actively following Jesus, I want you to know today that Jesus sees you, that he pays attention. It moves him. It moves him with compassion. And I want to encourage you, don't get discouraged. Don't get weary in well-doing, but instead continue to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus when times are good. Follow Jesus when times are bad. Actually, there are a lot of people who are motivated the most intensely to follow Jesus when they're going through serious challenges. A lot of times it's when the pressures of life are not overbearing that we let our foot off of the gas and don't follow him with the same intensity that we had before. So that's Matthew chapter 14. It's a very similar setup to what we see in Matthew chapter 15. So I'm going to read quite a bit here, reading from verse number 21 down through verse 39. It says there, then Jesus went out. This is Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Verse number 29. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, "I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way." Then his disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7 and a few little fish." So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children, and he sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to the region of Magdala. So, what we have in Matthew chapter 15 is, down in verse number 32, Jesus says, "I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat." We see here in chapter 15 the same thing that we see in chapter 14, that Jesus was moved with compassion to heal the sick because they had been following him. It said in verse number 13, but when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. Our pursuit of Jesus, our following of Jesus, has to be intentional. It's a journey, not an event. And it may take us from a place where there's a lot of activity to a place that doesn't seem to have much natural attraction or much natural provision. The environment in which Jesus summons us to following him is not of any relevance at all. The goal is following him. To follow him as a sheep follows the shepherd's voice. Wherever the shepherd goes, the sheep goes. It's quite simple as that. And so in both chapter 14 and chapter 15, two different incidents, the fact that people are following Jesus results in chapter 14 saying Jesus was moved with compassion. In chapter 15, it says, I have compassion on the multitudes. In chapter 15, the following had been for 3 days. So that sets the stage in my mind, because 3 days is a that's not a short stretch. Three days away from work in an agricultural society. So I'm assuming this could be a dangerous thing, but I'm assuming that in an agrarian society, that means that they are not in the planting season. They're not in the harvesting season. They are in the nurturing, the watering, and things like that. And so there may have been a little bit of time where they were not as pressed for time as they possibly would have been at other events, but they still had the necessities of life. And this multitude realized that they had a greater need to hear what Jesus was saying than just sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. So I want to thank you for listening. Couple of weeks ago, I got an email from someone who listens, and they asked if I remembered them, and if yes, I remember you, and I remember, you know, your nickname was, and they gave a word of encouragement that they really enjoy listening to the program, and I said thank you, you know, you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the word of encouragement. You made my day. And that's the reality. Sometimes you need that word of encouragement at the beginning of the day, because the rest of your day is going to be quite busy, and that day was. Keep following. I remember, you know, when we were younger, we would go on walks. We really didn't have a destination, didn't have a duration in mind. We would just go for a walk. I remember when I was a kid, I contemplated taking a bike ride, and it, you know, I think about it now, I was like, well, that was not in the realm of possibility. It was going to be like a 10-mile bike ride one way. Maybe even longer than that. So I'm glad I didn't go on that journey. I would have been in serious trouble. I want to encourage you, you know, if you've not begun marching forth or keeping in step with the Holy Spirit, keeping in step with Jesus, start today. You can never follow him 3 days if you don't follow him the first day. And it was that third day that Jesus announced to his disciples, I have compassion on this multitude of people. So it caused me to go back into chapter 15 and look to see what had started all of this journey. And it comes to verse number 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. So here is Jesus. He is on his way out of this region called Tyre and Sidon. And there's a woman who is not from a Jewish background. She's a Canaanite. She was native to the region, but even though you don't see many people being designated Canaanites in our time, at that point in time, they were still there. Canaanites were people who had followed some very ungodly deities throughout their history, and they were largely the people, among the people anyway, that were displaced when the children of Israel came out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And those people were removed because of the vile things that they had done in their worship of these demonic deities. The thing about that is whenever we avail ourselves or begin to follow things that are demonic instead of things that are godly, we open ourselves up and our families up to consequences that we don't really think about. And what was going on in this woman's situation is that she had a daughter. So it's a relationship of which she's very fond. And she tells Jesus that her daughter is severely demon possessed. Now, that wording is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's not a Bob Arthur's interpretation. It's what the scripture says. So I do know that there are some physical conditions that people have that sometimes share similar afflictions to what we see in the Bible, that where people are described as demon possessed. If the Bible says that a demon is involved, I believe a demon is involved. I would also say this. If a person is demon possessed, whether it's by one or by seven, as Mary Magdalene was, or if it's a legion, as the one that Jesus had a brief conversation with, one is too many. I don't want demonic activity involved in my life or my children's life. I don't want any of them. I want to make sure that I feast on the things of God so that the blessings of God, which are talked about in the Old Testament, that they would extend to 1,000 generations. That's what I'd like. So if you have loved ones in your life and there's demonic activity, I would encourage you to do what this woman did and say, hey, Jesus is in my region. Jesus is omnipresent. So he's in Brevard County. And we can cry out to him on behalf of our families. And I would encourage you to do that. She's like, Lord, have mercy. She recognizes him as the son of David. And all of us need to realize that we need the mercy of God. It's going to take us a while to get through this passage, so stick with me here, and we will move through this. I think there's a really good lesson for us in this woman's story. There are many good lessons, but one of those is that if we have not heard Jesus speak an answer, don't stop pressing in. And so that's what happens. It says in verse number 23 that he answered her not a word. Now, I want to remind you that Jesus is never caught unaware. He knows what's going on in people's hearts. So in John chapter 4, it says he must needs go through Samaria. He went through Samaria to meet the woman at the well so that the people of that community could know that Jesus was the Messiah. He didn't go there by accident. He went there on purpose. And Jesus here, he doesn't respond to her pleading. And there's an interesting response from the disciples. His disciples came and urged him, say, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." You know, I find it interesting that God's chosen people who are under Roman rule, they've been given some liberty, but they are still serving at Rome's discretion. Rome are the masters. Israel is the ones in bondage at this point in time. And so they are there, and even though they themselves are under oppression, they look at other people and see them as less deserving for God's intervention than what they are. I want to tell you today that the Great Commission is for everybody. God wants us to take the gospel to all the nations of the earth. Make disciples of all nations, of all people groups. Yes, God operated through Israel. And from that ministry, his intent has always been to reach every person on planet Earth with the good news of Jesus Christ. And if we ever forget the mercy of God that he poured out upon us, and we begin to look down on other people and think that, hey, God, just send them away. They're annoying us. They're bothering us. This is inconvenient. It's uncomfortable. It's making people a little uneasy. You know, here we are out in public, and we're on this journey, and all of a sudden this woman comes and she begins to cry out and acknowledge who Jesus is, acknowledge her need for mercy, and they just want her to be silenced and to move on. And it says he answered, so he's answering them, not the woman. It says, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And, you know, that's what many people, a mindset that many people have. Well, I'm saved. My family's saved. We're all going to heaven. We can just sit back and relax. And I will tell you, as I was driving in this morning, I was moved to pray for a person that I saw on the side of the road, and say, "God, you know, I don't know what's going on there, but I pray for them." If you're driving down the road and you see a car accident, if you see an ambulance go by, if you're driving through a school zone, there are plenty of people for us to pray for, and we shouldn't say, "Well, you know what? My kids are saved. My grandkids are saved." There's no need for us to press in. No, there is, because you know, are multitudes on the path that leads to destruction. So the disciples are saying, send her away. And Jesus said, I was not sent but to the lost house or lost sheep of Israel. And she says, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And one of the things that I am particularly focused on is we emphasize in 2026 the aspect of him being Savior. The Bible mentions a lot the fact that he is Lord. And she says, Lord, help me. Now, the Bible says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we can find help in our time of need. I want to let you know, God is not looking at you floundering. He's not looking at the afflictions that you're dealing with or the generational issues that you may be facing at this point in time. And I don't care about that. I want you to understand that is not true. That is true. We're not going to get to it today, but we will get to it in tomorrow's program, that Jesus had gifted this woman something that she was employing right then, and he's getting ready to use her not as a object of ridicule, but as an example to be followed. And so today, if you are in need, please understand that God is able to help you, and he wants to help you. So on our Wednesday night Bible study, we're going through the book of Exodus, and we're using as a resource this book called Exiting Egypt by Julie West. She was on here a couple of weeks ago. And in that book, she makes a statement. And she says, God sets people free because he is free. Talks about his nature. We get to be helped because God, the Holy Spirit, is the paraclete, the one called alongside to help. I'm going to close today's program in prayer. God, I ask you right now for people all throughout Brevard County. Lord, there are people in need, personally, or maybe it's their family. God, today we just echo this cry, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.